This edition of Kosher Tidbits will discuss the deep perspective in the laws of Kashrut. The significance of Kashrus to our everyday lives cannot be overemphasized. Proper adherence to Hilchos Kashrus and careful vigilance from Ma'achalos Asuros, forbidden foods, is relevant several times throughout the course of a single day. However, we sometimes lose sight of the deeper meaning of Kashrus and the great extent it impacts us. Chazal teach us that the laws of Kashrus are more than just ordinary precepts. Machalos Asuros can severely harm a person spiritually and cause Timtum Halev. After delineating the various forbidden Shiratzim, insects, the Torah makes clear that adherence of this prohibition preserves the sanctity of the Jewish people. Our spirituality level appears to be contingent upon refraining from their consumption, as the Torah advises us, "For I am Hashem who lifted you up from the land of Mitzrayim to be your God, and you shall be holy, as I am holy." Rashi in his commentary cites Medrash Toras Kohanim, where the phrase, "who lifted you up from the land of Mitzrayim," is analyzed. Numerous times in the Torah, Hashem simply speaks of redeeming us and taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Why, with regard to forbidden insects, does the Torah deviate from its usual phraseology? The school of Rabbi Yishmael explained the unusual phraseology by teaching the following lesson. Hashem declares, "If I would have taken the Jewish people up from Mitzrayim for no other reason other than they should not defile themselves by eating Shiratzim as all other nations, that would have been sufficient." In other words, by the virtue of this mitzvah, the Jewish people are raised to a unique status. Therefore, the terminology Hashem, who lifted you up, is used. The consumption of an insect can have a detrimental effect on a person, diminishing his or her spirituality. However, vigilance from forbidden foods uplifts the Jewish nation to a higher level. Nevertheless, there are obvious questions that still need to be addressed. Why is there a correlation between Yetziat Mitzrayim and Machalos Asuros? For what reason would the entire exodus from Mitzrayim have been worthwhile for the observance of this area of the Torah alone? Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, quotes Rav Chaim Vital, who explains that there are two aspects of food. One feature of food provides us physical nourishment and is a portion that sustains us physically. However, all entities in this world also have a spiritual aspect which exists in food as well. There is a characteristic to food which is spiritual and provides nourishment for the soul. While we usually identify eating as a mere physical act, there is another component to eating that will always have an impact on our neshamos. The Maharal expounds that there were two aspects of the Geula from Mitzrayim. One portion of the Geula was freedom from the slavery and physical suffering at the hands of the Mitzrayim, while a second characteristic of the redemption was our gaining spiritual freedom. Furthermore, the Maharal explains, since the Jewish people are elevated to a lofty spiritual state through leaving Mitzrayim, a transgression that directly impacts and lowers one's spiritual level is counteracting what was achieved at the time of the Geula. Consuming Machalos Asuros is a prohibition of this nature. There is a negative spiritual characteristic to foods prohibited by the Torah, which defiles a person. Consumption of Machalos Asuros is antithetical to Yetzias Mitzrayim. While leaving Mitzrayim allowed Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, to achieve a higher state of Ruchnius, Machalos Asuros directly defiles and damages a person spiritually. The Sfas Emes develops this concept further by explaining that the word Asuros is not only limited to describing an entity as forbidden, but can also refer to bondage or repression. There are two fundamental components to man, the animalistic, physical, and the lofty spiritual. When a person eats forbidden foods, they defile themselves by subjugating their spiritual side to their animalistic nature. Sfas Emes explains that while the Jewish people achieved a perpetual spiritual chayrus, freedom, for generations as a result of exiting Mitzrayim, defiling oneself through eating Machalos Asuros enslaves one's spiritual component to the physical and thwarts the spiritual freedom that was received through the Geula. However, on the flip side, vigilance from forbidden foods preserves a person's spiritual freedom and purity. The Zohar draws a comparison between King Nebuchadnezzar, who ate Macholos Asuros, and an animal. However, Yechezkel and Daniel, who were careful not to defile themselves by eating prohibited foods, are crowned with the description of Adam, which literally means man. Why is a person who eats Macholos Asuros viewed akin to an animal? Furthermore, why is someone who refrains from them called man? The answer is that ultimately the purpose of the Jewish nation is to overcome their physical animalistic instincts and develop their spiritual nature, each person to the fullest of their abilities. While Macholos Asuros can lower a person's spirituality and fortify one's animalistic side, vigilance in kashrus provides a purity of the soul, whereas succumbing to the temptation of eating forbidden foods suppresses the spiritual side of a person. Proper vigilance in refraining from consuming Macholos Asuros subjugates the physical to the spiritual. The development of man's spirituality through Shmiras HaMitzos is what makes the Jewish nation unique to the rest of the world. That is why the Torah correlates Yetzias Mitzrayim, which reached a climax at Matan Torah, with Hilchos Kashrus, whose observance provides spiritual purity. The Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim compares Macholos Asuros to poison. Therefore, he explains that one must be especially vigilant, no differently than how carefully one would take proper precautionary measures to protect oneself from physical danger. Each person has a responsibility to implement proper safeguards and ensure that they will not endure breaches in this area. Furthermore, the Ramchal advises that even in situations involving sveikos or uncertainty, a person cannot let down their guard. To the contrary, one must continue to be properly vigilant in all circumstances, since negligent behavior can result in serious detrimental effects to one's soul. However, the careful observance of Hilchos Kashrus creates a taras and nefesh. Ultimately, that is the goal we all strive towards. Thank you very much for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.